So I think I finally reached the point to where I'm no longer that interested or kind of got bored of playing Lego Fortnite. So I have been grinding Lego Fortnite since it came out. I was actually very excited for it. It looked like a very fun time when it came out. I know I woke up early that day since I haven't been working much at all. And ever since then, I have just been grinding it. And it's been a ton of fun, like getting everything that I've needed to get, reaching like the end game of basically of what the limit is, because there are certain aspects of the game that feel kind of unfinished. And then there's other aspects that kind of feel limited in terms of what you can do and what you can't do and what's possible. But overall, I'd say that I had a very good time, and I think I'm going to wait a little bit until major updates come out, or maybe even in particular, just one update that I'm waiting for, because I think it's going to change dramatically how you play the game, and I think it'll make it a lot more fun by just implementing this one specific item. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the game and so on. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have already played it. Some people liked it, some people didn't enjoy it. It's definitely still holding pretty high numbers in terms of how many people are playing it. Now, compared to how many people were first playing it, it's not that high. I think there was about 2 million people playing it on the first and second day. And then from then, it kind of dropped off to 500. And now, right now, at least when I'm playing currently, as I'm doing this podcast episode, there's only, I think, 160,000 people playing right now. So still very good numbers, just not the peak of what it was at the start, which is to be expected. Even the Battle Royale doesn't have 1 million people playing. Sometimes it goes from 200 to 500. So it can kind of vary, but I think that it's doing very good numbers. And personally, I've been having a very good time, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people have been enjoying it as well. Now, I don't know if this game would consider itself to be in a category of cozy gaming. I guess depending on how, like, you play it or what kind of settings you put at the beginning before you start your world, it could be considered to be kind of a cozy game. There is a creative mode, which you can kind of get in depth with it to sort of know all the unlockables, but also try to figure out how to maneuver throughout the map, which I think is one of its weaknesses when it comes to the game when you're trying to play in survival mode. And once they implement a specific item that I'll get to in a bit, I think it'll be a lot more popular in terms of being able to navigate to other places and not just being confined into one area. Because this game does definitely need you to go to other places. And if you have kind of a shitty seed, which you can kind of get from other places, or Reddit, you can look all over the internet for seeds to get a certain world. It's kind of like Minecraft. You implement the seed and you spawn in a pre-generated world that other people also have. Like, I ended up getting a seed that I got lucky playing with one of my friends that happened to be between the desert and the snow, and it wasn't very far apart at all. So I was able to build my base in the middle in the grass areas. So I was just able to go back and forward very easily. One of my nitpicks, there's a few nitpicks that I have when it comes to this game. So whenever you're creating a world, it's a little bit frustrating that you cannot rename your worlds. It just automatically names your, like, whatever your username is on Epic. It names it to that, and it just says World 1, World 2, World 3, and World 4. And then it has, like, little tags that are, if it's custom, because you can make certain things enabled or disable them. But it also has, like, sandbox and survival, like, it has those tags in it, but you can't rename them. So if you're trying to figure out what world you were playing with certain friends, you're not going to be able to rename it to figure out if that's the world. So it's only an issue if you're playing the game with a lot of different people in a lot of different worlds. It can be very frustrating. Like, I have 4 worlds, and it's still kind of frustrating to figure out which world I was playing with specific people. Unless I remember, you know, or write it down and be like, okay, World 1 was for this group of friends, World 2 was for this group, and then World 3 was just specifically for me. But yeah, that's one of the things that I hate. It's kind of like a little bit of a nuisance. It's still not that the end of the world, right? Doesn't change the gameplay of it, but one of those quality of life aspects that I think they should change and update. Now, something that I do love about this game is one of the issues that a lot of people had whenever they play Minecraft is that you have to be in someone's world. Like, the person whose world that you're playing in, they have to be logged in order to play. And that's on console, that's on PC. And PC does make it a little bit easier to either buy realms, which you have to pay for, or to kind of create your own server on PC and have it open so other people can also play it. But if you're playing like the Bedrock version, you're not going to be able to join from other consoles unless you specifically have a realm from the Bedrock version. Then, you know, you can play from PC or you can play from console, but even then you have to pay for it. I don't know if there's a way to be able to play from console for free without the host being on. And one thing that Fortnite, or at least LEGO, does very well is you can give people a set of, like, a key to your world, and they're allowed to be in your world whenever you're not even on. So you can leave it to only trusted people. And I think there's only a limited amount of keys. I think there's only 5. Maybe there's 4. I'm not sure. But there's a set amount of keys that you can give friends, and they can play in your world without you having to be on. And I think that's a very, actually, a good thing, because not only is it for PC, you can switch to your Switch, you can switch to your Xbox, PlayStation, no matter what console that you're on, someone can give you a key and then you can access it from like any other place. I think that's one of the good things that Epic does very well, is kind of combining and integrating these systems very well. It's kind of like, ever since they switched to Rocket League and they bought Rocket League, I feel like Rocket League became better simply for the fact that you were able to play on any console, take all of your information, take all of the info that you had in Rocket League, all of your skins, all of your decals and stuff like that. You were just able to progress throughout the game, and you were able to cross play with other people, doesn't matter what console they were on. I just thought that's a very good thing, like uniting all these gamers together instead of separating them in groups of like PC or Xbox and PlayStation, or only Xbox and PlayStation, like consoles against each other, and then PC by themselves. I don't know, I feel like there's more longevity to games whenever you cross play every single console to ever exist, even PC players, right? Which I'll just consider it a console, I guess. I think your game definitely dies a lot slower if it's ever going to die, but it's also a lot more fun because you're not limited by just the system that you have. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, my friend only has this system and I only have a PC, so I'm not going to be able to play with them. So it doesn't matter if we get the same games. I don't know. I just think integrating things together to where people have the options to play together, doesn't matter the system that they're on, it's definitely a more fun thing to do, because now someone can have a console that you don't have, but it doesn't stop you from being able to play games. And I think a lot of other games should do that, but not every game does that. But I do know that a lot of games do have ports in other systems. Like Risk of Rain is on console, Risk of Rain is on PC, but I don't think they've ever had, nor will they ever have, crossplay. And I think that's, I don't know, I think that's kind of a sad thing, because it just prevents a lot of people from playing from one another. And it's not even that, like, there's also a lot of other scenarios to where it's like, sometimes you don't feel like being on your PC and sitting down on your chair, you kind of want to sit back and play on your console, or maybe you want to play on your Switch because you don't have a Steam Deck and you want to play on your Switch. I don't know if Risk of Rain 2 is on the Switch, but let's just assume that it was. It would just suck not being able to play on it while you just want to sit back and chill. But it would be a good thing if they did let you crossplay, because you can play with your friends while they're on PC, and you can be on Discord on your phone, and then you can play Risk of Rain 2 on your Nintendo Switch while being able to play with your friends. And I think it's just a good time overall. It's a win-win. Like, more players playing your game instead of not being able to play them because of the different systems that they have. So that's just kind of my perspective on it. I know when it comes to competitive games, there's going to be like the competitive aspect of it, like whether it's fair or unfair to have a certain advantage over other players. But as someone who's, I don't know, I feel like the majority of players who are not trying to be competitive, like, we love the competitive aspect, but we're still average gamers at the end of the day. I just think there should be an option to enable the features of like playing against keyboard or playing against PC and playing against consoles. I don't want to get into like the PC versus controller in this podcast, but it's just like I see why some games do not have crossplay because of that competitive advantage, but I still think they should allow it, but just be off by default, but be able to be turned on if you want to play with your friends. Because I think, like, I don't care if I get shit on, whether I'm on controller or whether I'm on mouse and keyboard. The whole point of, like, having, like, playing these games is just to have fun with my friends, to have fun with people who are on other consoles, and not be limited by just the system that we're on. And I think overall, that's just a win-win. But getting back into Lego, I'm going to create a world. So yeah, there's certain settings, like you can turn off keep inventory, whether you want to, like, every time that you die, if you don't want to lose your items, like your backpack, and have to go back for it, you can keep that on. That way, every time that you die, you have your stuff. You just end up spawning back in whatever bed you slept on in your base. So that's a good thing for people who don't really want to try too hard, but end up dying a lot and don't want to have to like travel really far to get their stuff back. I can understand that it could be very frustrating. Personally, for me, I do love more of a hardcore aspect to the game. Even though it's not that hard, I do love every thing that I can, like enable everything that I can to make the game more difficult for myself. That's personally how I enjoy my games. Plus, they tend to last a lot longer. Like the replayability of the game lasts longer than just having keep inventory on or like infinite stamina, because I'll be able to progress through the game a lot faster. And I'd rather take my time enjoying the process of that. That's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and that's understandable. But it's good that they give you those options to be able to change within the settings in the game before like you start up your lobby, and you'll have the settings that you want, pre-configure them the way that you want depending on who you're playing with and how you like how everyone wants to sort of experience the gameplay of that. So I think that's very good. I also do think that maybe it's a nitpick, because Minecraft doesn't even do this. There's mods for it, but it doesn't do it like natively, to where you can have multiple beds and choose which one you want to spawn in. I think Rust is the only game that I can think of in a survival game that lets you spawn in any bed that you place. You can choose from it. But I don't know, like even 7 Days to Die, Sons of the Forest. I don't know, there's a lot of like survival games, and most of them you can only spawn in one location. And like if you want to have multiple bases, you're not able to spawn in any of them, only the last quote unquote checkpoint or bed that you slept on. And I don't know if I like that, but it's understandable, right? Like I can manage with that. It's not a big deal. But still, I just wish there was a better option when it came to that. But like I said, almost every survival game does that, so it's not going to be something that I need to complain about. But once they add the wheel, because there you can make quote-unquote vehicles in the game to an extent, and they're very powerful. The problem is there's no steering wheel to where you can navigate which way you want to go. You can kind of get creative in a sense to make something to that extent, but it's not very durable and it's not very reliable as well. And I feel that that's a negative thing, because traveling through the map is very annoying, and you literally have to travel to the snow, you have to travel to the desert biome, because you have to make villages. Like you make villages in each of these locations, and you have to make villages in order to unlock everything possible in the game, if you care about that, like all the crafting materials and all the like the building stuff, blueprints. Like the only way you're gonna unlock them is to level up your village, and you have to have village in each of those biomes in order to not progress, but in order to unlock the things that you may want to experiment with, or at least be able to unlock everything that's unlockable within the game. And I think not having a steering wheel, but having like movable objects that you can kind of make a rocket or a ship or a car, and you're not able to control the direction that which you can turn, it's definitely a negative thing, because it doesn't allow you to be able to live or even travel very far. like, for instance, I wanted to live in, like, my first world before I switched to a better seed. I wanted to live in the snow that was pretty far away, but navigating to the grassy lands and navigating to the desert to get materials that I needed in order to progress, because certain materials are only specifically towards that biome. So you're always going to constantly have to be going there to be farming everything that you need in order to keep progressing and upgrading your village if you want to do that. And if they're far apart, it's going to be a nuisance to do that. All the time that you need certain types of material, you're going to have to go back to the desert and then come all the way home. You're going to have to go back to the grassy area, then go all the way back home. And I don't know, it would be a lot easier if you could maneuver yourself with the steering wheel by making like the dynamic structures and making a car that you can actually navigate, or some kind of hot air balloon, because you can do that. You just can't really navigate to control it in the way that you could if you had a steering wheel. And the fact that they're going to add that, is, I think it's going to change dramatically how people play. You know, people are going to be able to finally live wherever they want. They're not going to be restrained to just staying in the areas that are easier to live in. And I think that's going to be a big plus personally. And it's something that needs to happen in order for, I don't know, at least for me to be able to be enjoy like the experience of the game. Because it's been a fun time. I've been enjoying it so much. I've been having like very fun playing the game. I don't know. It's been relaxing. It's been cozy. I love the style of it. I've heard some complaints about people not liking the way that the game looks. Like, it's not all Lego-y. Like, but I like the realistic. It looks like Fortnite, right? But the only thing that looks like Lego are the building parts, your characters. What else? Like, all the materials that you interact with are Lego pieces, but the environment itself and the world around you is not, it's not a Lego piece. So, I don't know. I like that feel. It doesn't, some people say, like, Lego World or a game like that. I've never played that game, so I don't know. Like, I have no experience when it comes to that, so there's really nothing that I can say. But I do love that the way that it looks right now, and I have no complaints of it. I think I would just, my eyes would literally get tired if everything looked like Lego blocks, even the environment. I love the realism that it gives, especially the shaders. Whenever you enable RTX, or if you enable global illumination, because I don't need to get a lot of frames on this game. As long as I get above 60 FPS, I can enjoy my time as long as the game looks very beautiful. And that's just what I've been doing. I think the shading and the coloring and everything just looks very bright, very vivid, very vibrant, immersive. Like, the lighting and everything looks very clean and crisp. I don't know. Overall, I've enjoyed my time with the way the game looks, and I think it's a very beautiful game. The things that you can build, I think one of the most satisfying things about Lego Fortnite is actually how satisfying it is whenever you're building things. Whether it's a pre-made build, and it kind of lets you interact with it and the pieces that you need, and the noise that it makes whenever things are connecting together and making the pieces, that is probably one of the most satisfying things in a video game that I've ever at least encountered myself. It's so satisfying and relaxing, the noise that you get from just creating things. It doesn't matter if it's a pre-built thing or it's something that you're creating from scratch, but the fact that it does that animation and that sound put together, combined into one, it's very relaxing. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you play Lego Fortnite. But man, I cannot get enough of that sound. It did very well when it comes to that. And in my opinion, I just think it's just very, very relaxing and soothing. That's as best as I can explain it. I do think that the game is a little bit too easy. There, especially once you get to the higher tiers of the weapons and tools, it can become very easy. That's not to say that I didn't die a lot, which I enjoyed. I enjoyed dying a lot in the game. The most that I died was in the snow going into the caves. I think that's the ones that I struggled with the most, especially when it came to the skeleton wolves that were there and then being attacked by multiple of them. I think that's the only time that I've actually struggled in the game. Other than that, the game was pretty easy. I think there's just a lot more things to that needs to be added. More enemies, more mobs. I don't know. There's just something feels missing within the game. And it's not that it's not enjoyable. I love the village aspect of it. I wish you could have more villagers. And I understand that you can have more villagers by making more villages. And I think that's pretty cool. I like the whole concept. It almost feels like Sons of the Forest, to where you have Kelvin farming all the materials for you. And in Lego, you have your villagers being able to collect these resources depending on what jobs you give them. Or you can have them follow you, like have one of them personally following you at all times. One of the things that I have not tested, which I just thought of while talking about this, is I wonder if you can have multiple villages and within those multiple villages have multiple villagers follow you like an army, or are you still only constrained to one person following you? Because when you go to the same village and you don't create another village, like, when you go back to the village, you can only have one person follow you. It doesn't allow you to have like your whole village squad follow you to be able to go into action and fight. But I'm actually curious, if you make these multiple villages, if you can have one of these villagers from each village follow you. I think that would be actually very insane. I might try that later just to see, because I'm actually curious as to what will happen. I also love the aspect of how the trees fall whenever you're farming them. I don't know. I think every little subtle animation within the game is very beautiful. So I don't really have many complaints besides the things that I want them to add. I feel like they need to add a lot more things to do. The building is satisfying. I think I would just want more mobs, more items, more durability, or a repair bench. Like little subtle things that I want. But I feel like they're going to update this consistently. And a lot of people have been enjoying their time with it. So I don't know. I just feel like it seems like it's going to be headed in a good direction. So, but being able to mess with everything in general, it's just fun overall, especially playing with friends. It's not going to be for everyone. Not everyone enjoys the game, but I think I've enjoyed it a lot, probably more than I thought I would. And I think I just reached the point in the last couple of days to where I feel I've done everything that I've could, to where it just doesn't feel repetitive. I don't mind the repetitiveness, because every game can be repetitive. Doesn't matter what you're playing, to an extent you're going to be doing the same things. I love being able to farm. I love being able to hit things. It's satisfying. I love being able to explore the world, even though it kind of looks the same. But I think part of the experience is being able to find a location that looks very beautiful and being able to be like, okay, I want to have my house built here. But the fact that you cannot do that simply for the fact that there's no steering wheel to actually navigate to other parts whenever it's necessary, because it's crucial to actually travel to other parts, or you're not going to be able to progress within the game, or you're going to do a lot of walking and it's not going to be enjoyable. Maybe some people like that walking type simulator stuff. I don't think I've ever been that type, unless there's a actual legitimate reason to. I'd rather like have the ability to drive these vehicles instead of having to walk to every biome that's super far away. But if you happen to give a really good seed, then it wouldn't really be that much of an issue. So I think, you know, there's ups and downs when it comes to it. Overall, I've had a good time. Overall, I've enjoyed it, and it's just been a fun experience. So, yeah, that's just kind of my perspective on it. I'll probably revisit it every now and then, and I'll update you on whatever happens whenever there's more updates that are kind of massive, because it's definitely a game that I'm going to enjoy, and I have enjoyed, and I just look forward to what they kind of bring into the game and how it kind of compares to Minecraft or other kind of survival games kind of that's the same. So yeah, anyways, hopefully you've enjoyed it as much as I have. That's really all I have to talk about. So anyways, have a lovely rest of your night or day whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one.